views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Candy Hoff, and Happy New Month. Happy New Month of September 2018. You know, I want to start the show with an email that I received from a listener into the radio show, and she wrote, excuse me, Dear Candy, I have been a longtime listener to your show, and although I've never called in, I've received such important guidance and clarity from you and your wonderful Posse of Angels. The reason I am writing to you is to thank you in particular for all the shows you've done this year that explain what happens when we die and explain about the afterlife. My beautiful mom crossed over in April, and I was in shock and traumatized with grief that I'd lost her. Your shows on how we do not die and how we live on, how we all wrote soul contracts, and how we can speak to our loved ones across the veil anytime we want, brought me great comfort and healing, knowing, in fact, that I have not lost my mom, as love never dies. I took your advice and began to make communicating with my mom a priority by setting aside a specific time every single day. After a while, I noticed that the candle, the flame from the candle that I had lit, would start to wildly flicker back and forth with no open windows and no air conditioning in the room. And I also noticed on several occasions that the lights in the room would flicker on and off. Encouraged by these signs, I asked my mom to send me more signs. The very next morning when I opened my bedroom curtains, a hummingbird, my mom's favorite bird, was sitting on a branch of a tree right outside of my window. And when I went for my walk today, a hummingbird flew right in front of me and hovered mid-air. When the hummingbird suddenly took off, I looked up and I saw someone jogging towards me, and I read what was on his T-shirt, and it said, "My special angel." I still miss my mother terribly, yet by following your suggestions, allowing myself to feel her love rather than shutting it off because she's not physically here, has made all the difference. I cannot thank you enough. With love, Catherine, and she's in British Columbia. Thank you, Catherine, for all of those lovely words, and say hi to your mom next time you speak with her. Everyone, if you want to listen to any of the Angel Healing House radio programs that have been on Transformation Talk Radio, please visit my host page on Transformation Talk Radio, where all the previous shows are archived and they can be listened to on any day, on any date, and any time that suits your schedule. And with it being September, the theme of this new month is welcoming the new into our lives. You know, many people see January as the start of the year, but in so many cultures, September is the return of the year and the harvest and starting off from there. Now, after years of each one of us looking and taking inspired action toward our dreams, many of us are anticipating the fulfillment of our prayers and the harvest as we go into the fall. And the Posse of Angels have entitled today's program, "Ask for a Beneficial Life, Not an Easy One." You know, the Posse of Angels asked me, why do humans wish for an easy life? You know, with many in the Posse of Angels never having experienced a human physical world and not had to be concerned or contend with things around issues around time and money and material circumstances, I could see how their question was a valid one. Their query was prompted while I was reading an email from a client who wrote that she had found the strength to leave a dishonoring relationship. She explained that as she was starting over again, she decided that she was going to open up her own healing practice. She wrote that she was very impressed with my many accomplishments. She mentioned creating my radio program, having both of my books become number one bestsellers on Amazon, and when she read my testimonials, she saw that my mission of helping many people was very important to me, and having them reconnect to their divine eternal nature as a healing practitioner. Now, as she is starting her life again, she asked if I had any tips, if I had any advice that I could give her to help make her life easy. What got my attention was the word easy. And as I replied to her, I thought to myself, how often do we look at successful people and have a tendency to enviously look at the end result and their successes and really never take into account or the time to wonder what that person's journey was like along their way to their success. Below is the email that I wrote to her. I said, thank you very much for your email. When I read that you wanted some tips on how to make your life easy, well, it made me think back over my own journey to where I find myself today. And quite frankly, if there is one word that I would not use to describe my life, it would be easy. Along my journey, I drew to myself an emotionally and mentally abusive marriage for 22 years, in which I, or the former soul, allowed myself to be codependent as I became a controlled, silent victim of bullying and abuse, deeply depressed and barely able to keep my life force energy going. I knew that if I stayed within that marriage, that eventually one of those suicide attempts would have succeeded, finding the inner strength to break away from years of abuse. I chose to only blame and see myself as a victim instead of doing the work and healing myself from within. Because I didn't do that, I very quickly drew to myself another controlling bully to replace my controlling ex. Except this time, my boyfriend was much, much worse. He was a deceitful con man who preyed on newly divorced women. And he was a very seasoned, smooth, very handsome liar who took advantage of women's vulnerability and was very proud of his prowess of fleecing women of their money. Well, after 4 years together, after which I was left with very little, both monetarily and emotionally, I surrendered to God to help me find a way out of my darkness. You know, everyone, it was through my angelic walk-in experience in January 2003, which I write about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, that saw me reconnect to my divine eternal nature. Once I connected to this heavenly aspect within myself, then my reality changed to a life of peace, a life of joy, harmony, which was overflowing with love as I now loved myself. Similar to my journey, there are many examples of successful people who have experienced a lot of heartache and hard conditions which they endured along their journey to success. For instance, the road to Oprah Winfrey's success was littered with countless obstacles and blocks as she survived an abusive childhood, race discrimination, and many, many career setbacks. She was actually fired from her job as a television reporter because they told her, in quotes, "You are unfit for TV." Another example of a road to success was the inspirational speaker, writer, and author, Maya Angelou, who was very open about the time that she spent in her early years as a sex worker. She was a teen mother, and she worked as a prostitute and a madam when she was a struggling mother. Instead of being ashamed of her past, while she admits that it certainly wasn't a very pleasant time of her life, she respects what she did in order to help her and her daughter survive. And with all of these stories that are made public, we get a glimpse into the lives of famous people who model to us that it's not just the easy and pleasant events that we experience in our lives that deserve our focus. It's everything that is contained in the very rich tapestry of our lives that provide us with a full, powerful life that contains both highs and lows, with challenges and struggles and triumphs, and ultimately transformation. Because as I've said in previous radio programs, we are here for the growth of our soul. And sometimes that's seemingly presented to us through challenges and struggles, and other times it is presented to us with an easier path. And just like these women's stories, along with my own, the course that we chose to navigate and the endurance and firm belief in ourselves through the rough waters of our lives, it makes all the difference. Doesn't matter what circumstance you're going through, your attitude and your perception about it are absolutely everything. And that's really so important to remember. It's important to remember that similar, and I love this quote, similar to the most accomplished sailors who do not learn how to sail in calm seas, the hardships that we draw to ourselves to overcome, they often lead to our greatness. It's strange to think that in many instances, we are who we are because of the challenges and the irritations that have tested us. Now, in this regard, the forming of a person's character is similar to the evolution of a pearl within an oyster, as a pearl is actually the product of pain. The little oyster lies in its seabed in the bottom of the ocean, and many times it's invaded by a tiny parasite, which succeeds in getting into the very heart of the oyster. To combat this parasite, the oyster sends all of its healing resources to the site of the wound to bring about healing. And in the process, it creates a scar, or the healed wound and the scar becomes a pearl. Come to think of it, where there are no wounded oysters, there are no pearls. Everyone, it is our challenges that provide us with the opportunities to strengthen and empower ourselves. You know, I did a previous radio program on myself and Pete being twin flames, and someone asked if we had any challenges. And I said, you bet we do, but it's never within the relationship, and our challenges are not problems. There's a difference. We know that if we're presented with challenges, that we are ready and to step up, and we have all the wherewithal to be able to go through those challenges. And the challenges are not problems, because we wouldn't be offered those challenges if we were not ready for them. You asked me if I had any advice, back to this response that I gave this lady. You asked me if I had any response or any advice or tips to impart to make your life easy. You know, back to Pete and myself, Pete and I look at our life, and we often say, how is it possible that the two of us were able to accomplish so much in such a short amount of time in the past 15 years? Our secret is simple. Every time we heard the voice of God speaking through our hearts, telling us to step forward along the path, even though we did not know precisely where we were going, and even though it was very difficult and hard, and it was certainly not easy, we stepped forward in faith. And every time we stepped forward, we've been given another, the next piece of the puzzle towards realizing our dreams. We see ourselves as faithful children of God, co-creating with His, her, all that is, with that will. Now, some would say, is this way of life easy? And I would say, far from it. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted. But you know what? The rewards are miraculous. They're magical and more extraordinary than our limited physical minds could ever comprehend. In fact, my greatest advice for you is not to ask for an easy life. Ask for God to give you the most beneficial and fulfilling life in which you co-create ways to strengthen your courage, test your faith, challenge you to fearlessly hold on to and follow your dreams. For once your dreams come true, it's precisely because of those struggles, challenges, and hardships along the way that will make the realization of your dreams that much sweeter. I would wish you good luck in starting over again. But you know what? Life is not about luck. It's about firmly establishing your heartfelt intentions and then co-creating with God by following His, her, the signs from all that is, God's source, both easy and hard, you will allow Him free rein to steer you to all the magic, all the miracles and blessings that you possibly could wish for. You know, the Posse of Angels is very kindly giving us a heads up as to what is coming in for many awakened conscious people as we do head into the fall here in the Northern Hemisphere and also at the same time, the spring in the Southern Hemisphere. Those of us who have brought every aspect of our lives into divine alignment through unconditional love and forgiveness, and we've surrendered and are no longer attached to pushing how life needs to give to us, then our hearts will be open to receive those miracles and the fulfillment of our intentions and prayers. But, and there is a big but here, in order for your prayers to be fulfilled, you may get that perfect job offer, yet it may be in another state. It may be overseas. You may be presented with your perfect love and find that he lives and works in a foreign country and he has no plans on moving. Or you may be presented with an opportunity which takes all your skills and your abilities that you are so good at, but you'll be doing them in an area that you've never worked before in. And you'll have to learn a whole new set of tools in which to use your talents. The Posse of Angels is asking us, when God comes knocking at your door in answer to your prayers, will you say yes? Will you open that door, even if it's not in the expected, logical, rational, and easy way that you thought it would be presented to you? You know, when I was pondering this, my dear mother called, and through our conversation, she synchronistically recited a wonderful poem to me, which I felt was in a way an answer to my thoughts about God opening doors for us and about whether we should even ask for an easy life. When the poet in this poem uses the word love, I chose to see it as loving ourselves so completely that we will step forward to embrace life when God and the angels show us the fulfillment of our dreams, and we will not let life pass us by. The poem is very short. It goes like this. It only happens once, not twice. The moments vanishing like mice, scurrying past, life happening much too fast. It's only for the brave, the strong, the true. And when that moment comes to you, don't let it pass you by. And the writer of that poem is the angels urging us to go beyond the seemingly easy. They're saying, dear ones, go beyond your comfort zone. Take that leap of faith. Don't let life pass you by. Go to where you've never been before. Say yes to that new love, even if your heart has been hurt before and you've been terribly sad because of that and you've closed your heart down. Say yes to the new love. Make yourself vulnerable. Say yes to that new opportunity, for they are assuring us if we are being gifted and blessed with the manifestation of these new things, then it means that we are more than ready and we are more than capable to step forward to create those absolutely miraculous new experiences, not only for the greatest good of ourselves, but certainly for the greatest good of all concerned. You know, just to remind everyone that when Peter and I heard the voice of God to tell us to move to the States. This was in 2006. And like two faithful children, we moved to the States. We needed to sell our beach home, our beautiful home in paradise on the Sunshine Coast with the turquoise waters off of Queensland, Australia. Knowing no one, not having jobs to go to, no support system at the beginning of the recession, and miracles opened up for us to sustain us, to support us, for us to grow. Our souls grew so exponentially because we were challenged and we stepped forward. It wasn't easy, but it was so beneficial for both of us to experience that, and our faith and our trust grew much larger. You know, the Posse of Angels are reminding all of us that when we stand before the Etheric Council, when we cross over and we go over our contracts in our Book of Life, the one thing that people regret the most is not how much if they didn't make millions of dollars, if they didn't produce something or create something. The most that they regret, or the thing that they regret most, is not having tried, denied themselves the stepping forward when they were presented with something that stretched them, something that that would help them to be challenged and to grow further than they ever thought possible. And they said, oh, you know, I wish I had enough faith and trust in myself to step forward. And it's an awful feeling. Not that we can't come back in another incarnation, choose to come back and to live a life again. But when we look over our life, it is really important to see that we do not have any regrets. You know, to embrace every aspect of our lives and see it as a blessing is enormous. It's a huge realization that has us perceiving our lives from a limited physical view, and then being able to have boundless, unlimited vision of ourselves as multidimensional souls, and how the many roles, those both easy and hard, have played in our various incarnations, have brought us to where we are experiencing life today. And as I was thinking of how massively our perception of ourselves has grown, I let out a laugh when the animal message card came lumbering in with an additional insight today. And that message is coming in from Elephant. That is one of the most auspicious cards in the deck. The Elephant not only represents immense wisdom, but also good fortune and good luck. With the Elephant in India, the god Ganesh is the destroyer of obstacles. It is providing us with assurance that if we have felt stuck in any way, that the road will be cleared soon. In addition to being wise, the Elephant is singularly focused, so focused on putting all of his strength and endeavors on one thing, and in this way, he remains unstoppable. It's remarkable that he doesn't rely solely on his enormous size to throw his weight around, but he uses his intelligence, his knowledge, and his gentle, noble, loving, and generous countenance to help him through life. For those of us who are called to take our messages out to a much wider audience, publicly, Elephant speaks to taking on a leadership role of our tribe. It reminds all of us to be true to who we are and not take on airs of superiority, but to remain humble, compassionate, and to seek harmony and peace among everyone in our human herd. So thank you very much, Mr. Elephant, for coming in and giving us that message. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back from this short break, we will take some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. We'll see you soon after the break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hough, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays. That's 9 o'clock Pacific, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. We've been speaking about today's topic, if you joined us late, was ask for a beneficial life. Not an easy one. The road to fame or success with many people has been littered with struggles and challenges. And so often we just look at successful people and we think to ourselves, you know, they've had an easy life. But when you really delve deeper into their lives and you look back, you see the struggles and the challenges that they had. The difference between people who succeed and those people who do not succeed, the very difference is those that succeed never stop believing in their dreams, never stop taking inspired action. No matter how many times they're knocked down, they get up and they see it as another opportunity to maybe try something different or to keep persevering. So let's go to our callers. We have Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing very well today. Do you ask for a beneficial life instead of an easy one?
Actually, I was raised in a way that was so beneficial because my mother always, we used to tease her and tell her that she lived in Vita Land and she looked at with rose-colored glasses. And what she taught me was that perspective is everything. And when you talked about that, it's so true because I know that the reason I am who I am today is because of all the moments, you know, all those moments that were maybe not so grand, and yet they ended up being grand, you know, moments because of how it lifted me to the next place in my being. So I think that when you talked about perspective, I see that my mom taught me that. So I do ask for a beneficial life because I know that sometimes things that come so easy, you don't appreciate it as much when things happen. So I see the benefit and I also see the importance. So I love this talk. I love this conversation that you're having.
Yeah, it's if we could really see our lives from our higher self or an angel's perspective, we would see the immense tapestry of our lives and understand those things that were seemingly horrific or those things that were seemingly, you know, so difficult for us to go through, how that was molding and helping our souls to ascend and the building that character. But, you know, a lot of times we can't see that because our limited physical vision. But it's like when you have a beautiful painting in front of you, and you stand very close to the painting, and you only see it from a small piece when you look at things like births of children, when you look at things like our successes, when people are lauding us or recognizing us, or you know, full bank accounts or things like that. You know, it's not until we move to another part of the canvas that we might look at divorce or illnesses or losing a parent, losing a child. It's not until we step back and we see the full panoply of this amazing portrait of each of our incarnations that we live, and how it helps us to grow, how it forms our character, and the lives that each one of these things touch, the lives of each one of the people that it touches is immense. And we can't fully see that until we cross over.
So interesting that you say that, because one of the messages I get from those who've crossed over always is stop focusing on the day I left, the moment I left, and remember all of the experiences we shared together. So it's so true. And I always talk about that. They're too close to the movie screen. So I think that it does perspective is just so powerful. It can decide, you know. So I'd love to know what the elephant is bringing in for the message of treasures or clearing or whatever the message is from the elephant.
Okay, here we go. Hello, Mr. Elephant. You're back. You're back with us again. I love Mr. Elephant. I love the elephant.
Love elephant.
What always surprises me how gentle and how soft they are, how intelligent they are. And, you know, they're not just a big bully that comes in and pushes their way through life over their physical dominance. They are wise and they hold such amazing, amazing intuitive insights for us. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out with elephant's help about the abundance that's coming in. Okay. One, two, three. Okay, the first card that's coming in is the Five of Cups. In this card, it shows a woman as she watches the ocean sweeping onto the shore to her sandcastle, which she has so diligently built, and the ocean is taking that sandcastle away. Now, the Five of Cups can be a card of lack, but in this case, the Posse of Angels are saying, in your case, it's not a card of lack or scarcity. It's a card of seeing the changes in your life and how are they going to affect what you do, and the impact that you make. They're saying that the more that you can keep blessing and saying thank you for that which comes in, you know, into you or is presented to you, then you understand that the changes are there for your soul's growth. Okay. They're saying that your skills, your talents, your abilities will be used in a brand new way. They're saying through the written word. They're saying through the written word, and they are showing me more books that you're going to write. They're showing me more books that you're going to write, and they're saying that the books that you are going to write, you haven't even formulated the subject yet.
Mm.
So that's going to come in as a result of these new changes that the ocean is sweeping away that sandcastle. But the ocean, when it takes away, it brings in beautiful shells and it brings in beautiful treasures, as you said, from the ocean.
Mm.
And they're saying,
it's about releasing
yes.
Releasing also.
Exactly. About releasing the expectation of how that definitely needs to come in. The next card you get, the next card you get is the Ace of Wands. Now, the Ace of Wands is a wonderful card. Not only is it a beginning card, not only is it a fresh start, but the Ace of Wands is about our vision, our ideas, our creativity, and sharing, and then this spark of the divine, the channel within us, then gets excited about, passionately excited about bringing forth the books, bringing forth these ideas, and then it can go out in the world like this kite that's attached to these new buds on this branch. They can fly out, and that they can connect with opportunities and connections, you know, to and different situations for them to fly out and to grow exponentially. So, and the next card that's coming out is the Eight of Wands. Now, once you really decide to do this, then it will be fast moving. Then the treasures, as the, you know, you said, what treasures is elephant bringing in, is the wisdom that it's because of your energies within and your releasing and surrendering as to how things need to happen and just creating for creation's sake, that goes out, and then fast moving the situations and come in and the connections. They're also saying that we are coming in June. This is the halfway point. This is the halfway point of the year. And knowing this, to be releasing this, the surrendering and the releasing of all expectations, then the next part of the 2018 year is going to be filled with a lot more, not chaotic, but a lot more things coming in for us, because we're now at a stage where we're allowing for those fast-moving energies to come in and connect us and say, okay, how can I serve? How can you show me the best way that I can serve? And then while we wait for those signs, we create. And it's through that creation that just is amazing. It causes it to go out into the ethers, and it causes an excited energy, which then sparks different connections connecting in the universe. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I'm just going to look. I usually don't look at the bottom card, but the bottom card is, that's interesting. The bottom card is the Justice card. And this is the card of truth. It's the card of contracts. They're saying that it's through the writing that you will be signing contracts on this. I'm not sure if then you'll bringing in your own herd of different people to help you with the manifestation of this, but they're definitely showing something that you've written and the signing of the contracts of it. So there's great cards there.
How beautiful.
The oceans are certainly sweeping away the ways that you've done things, and now they're bringing new treasures onto the shore.
Yay. That's exactly the experience I've been having, releasing my old experience working on this screenplay that I had before and approaching it from a whole new place that's not with the old energies around it.
Yeah. And the fun and the excitement. Uh-huh. And, you know, just holding that vision of you walking down that red carpet, and, you know, feeling the excitement of it being presented at different film festivals, the excitement of holding those new books of yours and, you know, doing a press release or a book signing or things like that. So all of those then are creating those the sparks in the universe to connect those dots from all coming together. So start looking at designs for that dress that you want to wear to those events. It's never
Sounds
too early.
Good to me.
It's never too early to look at dress designs.
bring it back to the 3D. It sounds good to me.
Absolutely. So, yeah, how are you going to wear your hair? What jewels are you going to? Hey, you know what? You have to book Harry Winston's jewels a long time in advance. So I hope all that's been helpful for you, Beth.
Oh, tremendously great visual. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sending you so much love. Take care.
Love to you too. Much love to you too, Angel.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Beth, for calling in today, and truly everyone. You know, we can't have anything appear in our reality that has not started with even the smallest grain of belief energy inside of us that gets and that sparks the universe to be excited about creating those connections and those opportunities for us. So it all starts within ourselves, with that belief, with that trust, that we will step forward and we will achieve our intended goals and our dreams, we won't put any restrictions on the universe as to how and when that needs to come in. But what we have available to all of us is the ability to stay in excitement and passion. And, as we see our dreams already unfolding on the etheric level. Now, remember, for those dreams on the etheric level, because in heaven, when we think of something, wham, it is there already. You know, no questions asked. There are no constrictions. And in order for them to appear on the physical, on the human plane, it's more dense down here, and so great things do take great steps to become a reality. You know, it's not so easy across the veil to connect all the dots. So be patient and just trust in knowing that. Those across the veil answer all prayers, but in their how and in their when of it happening. Let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. So with the topic of asking for a beneficial life or an easy life, do you ask for an easy life?
No, I ask for a fulfilling life.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the times, our ego can get in the way of what we think would be fulfillment for us. So, it's wonderful to say, okay, I ask for the greatest good of my soul's growth. Now,
right.
Sometimes that can be quite harrowing. As I write about in my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I write about my past lives. I mean, I chose to be a young black girl off the coast of Africa and captured as a slave to work in the tobacco fields of Fredericksburg, Virginia in the 1800s. It was a harrowing life. It was just horrific. But then when I crossed over and I saw it from a higher point of view, my soul grew so tremendously during that life. So it is good when we do ask for a fulfilling life that we say for the greatest good of my soul's growth.
That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. So what's happening in your world?
Well, I am asking a question to your posse of angels about pacing. I am absolutely insatiable that I need to serve, and I need to serve every day, all day, without a break. I just can't help myself. I just want to serve. And what I love to do more than anything else is to give readings. And when I give readings, I feel like my most authentic self. Mm-hmm. So when I have a day that there's no readings, I get very angsty and discontent and frustrated. And so I ask for other projects to do. And I finish these projects with God. And then I feel like the pace is off, like there's nothing to do. And I finish all my work like around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the rest of the day, I'm just hemming and hawing. What should I do? How can I best be of service? How can I best be of service? And I'm not getting enough answers to satisfy myself. So my question is of pacing.
Okay. All right. Wrote down a couple of things here. It is absolutely tantamount, Mandy, for you to balance your etheric, the spiritual being inside of you, with your humanness. Unless you do this, you will not be grounded. Unless you do this, you will not be in the physical body, and the physical body cannot, the immune system in it, the stress levels, all of that. You're not a human doing. You're a human being. And they're saying that you have not either come to terms with the fact that you're, yes, you're here to serve, but the greatest way we can serve is we serve the divine within ourselves. Otherwise, if you had readings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ad infinitum, you would break down. Because you have to balance your amazing ability to serve outside of yourself with serving yourself within. So the greatest thing that you can do now to serve, and this is going to sound funny, is to take a walk out in nature. Because when you take a walk out in nature, each step that you're taking is grounding yourself into Mother Gaia, is connecting yourself with the beautiful energies of the earth, and you're taking that in, and those loving, beautiful, restorative energies. So take a walk in nature. Another thing that you can do to serve is maybe take an Epsom salt bath. Is to sit outside or listen to beautiful classical music. Get swept away in a beautiful, beautiful symphony, or take yourself to a concert. When we nourish our soul and when we feel full, this is the goddess inside of you, how can you expect to serve others when you have not filled up the goddess energies inside of you? So when you keep asking how to serve best, when the clients are not there or the readings are not there, it is giving you an opportunity to serve in a much different way, and it's to serve yourself. Because if we just keep doing readings and if we just keep doing that and we don't nourish and nurture the child inside of us, then that child becomes very sad. Okay, we are human beings. They're being very serious with you. They love when you do readings, but they also have said, "Dearest Mandy, you have forgotten about the little girl inside of you that wants to have fun. And she wants to play." Now, having fun and playing is different things for different people, but they really do not want you to forget about that little Mandy inside of you. Okay. The three cards that are coming out for you is the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles is about recognizing of being recognized for who you are. Now, in this case, your abundance is only coming if you have readings. Your identity of yourself is coming solely from those readings. But if those readings go away, then you don't have any identity of who you are. So they want you to be creative. You dance, paint a picture, sing, you know, play a musical instrument, garden, you know, make different recipes, whatever it is, open yourself up to the divine channel, because all that energy is going out to others and you're not filling up. You're not recognizing and receiving that abundance, and it's not self-generating. The next one is the Six of Swords, which is the movement card. Make movement towards nurturing your soul. And the final card that we have for you is the Nine of Pentacles as well. When I said get out in nature, and this woman is sitting in a nest with a bird. So connect more with nature and allow yourself to really enjoy your humanness. Okay, so I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful for your sweetheart.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sending you lots of love. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you for everyone who's listened to the show and refers it to others. Remember that if you're interested in my books, you can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You'll also find my services there, as well as my meditation CD. And do remember, everyone, to please go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.